my nugget of wisdom I'd like to just share with you is your whatever you focus on creates your feelings. You're more than your feelings. Instead of saying I am depressed, what if we said I feel sad or depressed? I feel angry, as opposed to making it who I am. And if I'm focusing on things that are making me sad, depressed, and angry, I'm going to get more of it. But if I shift my focus and I begin to focus on what I'm thankful for or what might go right, my feelings will begin to align. So my little cliche words that I say or quote that I say I'm known for is focus creates feelings. If you don't like the feelings you're having, what are you focusing on? You have the ability to change your focus and then change your feelings.
Do you need encouragement to turn tragedies into your own triumphant life story? If so, this podcast is for you. Listen to powerful guests who have persevered through challenges so you can gain strength to build your championship life. The host of Professor of Perseverance Podcast, Dr. James Perdue.
All right. Hey, we're here today and we're glad that all of you are here, and we already got our guests picking up on the show already. All right. So, and our guests, you know, hey, we talk about people that's overcome adversities and have seen struggles and kicked all of it in the teeth and come out smiling on the other end and knowing there is a better life. I mean, we struggle. We're going to struggle. When we get past it, we move on and we go to the next thing in life. So today our guest, she's going to share how she can help you turn your baggage into luggage to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show, Donna Tangen.
Thank you, James, for having me here. It's my pleasure to be here today.
Well, I'm pleased and blessed that you're here to help me and help our listeners, audience, on how we can have a better life, even though we've been through whatever circumstance. So if you would just hop on in and...
All right. Well, the most difficult story begins when I was at the age of 14. I grew up in a blended family. And at the age of 14, a family member hurt me and I became pregnant. And I grew up in a home that had a lot of religious rules, and where my daughter, who I did raise, is now over 40. So in those days, teenage pregnancy wasn't very accepted at all in my group. And so there was a lot of fear and shame. To say those years are hard doesn't even cut it on how difficult it was. But I did raise her on my own. At the age of 16, I graduated high school. By 17, I was starting full-time employment. And by 18, I was working full-time, raising her, living in my own place, and going to college one night a week. So I had a determination to prove what people were saying was that they were wrong, and that what they spoke over me that was going to occur because of all of this wasn't going to happen. The biggest source of my strength was God for me personally. That's where my strength came from. But when you've gone through something traumatic like that, there is so much low self-worth, not sure you're worth anything, shame, doubt, fear. All of those things are all part of that type of thing in our life. And I'm sure there's a lot of other things that cause that as well.
Was any time of incident, circumstances, a traumatic, I mean, it puts a lot of your self-esteem gets lowered, yep. Because again, you lose control of stuff, and yep. Then it builds up on you and makes you bottom out.
Yeah, well, you know, and people said all kinds of words. We get called all kinds of things because of whatever somebody else's perspective. And we have to decide if that story is going to be true. I actually, during one of the organizations I was involved in, I got a Perseverance Award. They actually created an award. So I understand that perseverance. That's why I resonated with your podcast, is because sometimes it just takes tenacity to be able to, but I got some tips that helped me get through it, if you're interested.
Oh, yes, we're here to learn. Yes, yeah. We're here to learn and get encouraged, and that way we can help the next person that we meet in life. So, yeah, please share.
One of the tips that I call is that's helped me is I call building my understanding superpower. And this and other things is what I share in my Turning Your Baggage into Luggage program, is helping people to facilitate them moving through some type of painful event or circumstances in your life. But your understanding superpower is developing our understanding that allows space to see that there could be benefits or growth that can come through everything that happens to us. Everything. There is things that can come out of it that I can get better. I could get stronger. I could be a better me. I call baggage thinking. We say things like, why did this happen? This is not fair. This is not just. This is not right. We may want vengeance. We may want to get back at somebody. We may just be angry. That's baggage thinking. That, I mean, we feel those things. But if I stay there, I get stuck in it. And then we drag it around and we have pity parties and we try to get people to join.
Oh, yes. We love to have friends come to. I had a friend that she said her dad would say, it's okay to visit Pityville, but it's unacceptable to live there.
Oh, and luggage thinking says, I can't explain why this happened. I may never understand, but I can use it to grow and become a better me. And in perhaps help other people, which is what I'm doing today. I wouldn't have the capacity or the knowledge to help the women around the world that I'm currently doing if I hadn't with that. And I wouldn't have my beautiful daughters either. So I call it gifts wrapped in sandpaper. They rub us the wrong way.
Oh, that's awesome. That's an awesome. Now, not to throw anything around, but maybe that could be a title of a book if you hadn't already. That's gift wrapped in sandpaper. That's awesome. I like it.
Yeah. And so that's what I call building our understanding superpower, is learning that circumstances can be gifts wrapped in sandpaper. So the first step to do this is search for the gift. Look for the gift. Begin to search for it, even though you don't think it's there. Keep a bigger picture. When we're going through difficult times, if you will, we look at our feet and we're looking inward. We're looking at our feet. We're not looking up. We're not looking for a bigger picture of where we could be and where we could go. We get stuck in the moment. Number three is having compassion for others. Forgiveness. Yes, forgiveness is part of the whole process. Is having compassion and learning to forgive other people and get help if you need it is number four. Get support and be able to have, there's a lot of people that can do this. I could help you with this, but help get support when you need it. So that's number one. Should we go to number two?
And I'm Donna, right now I'm stuck in the moment with the, I'm gonna call it the big picture still. Gift in a sandpaper thing. I just like that. I'm just overjoyed. And then let me throw a little adage. I add a little bit on the forgiveness because we taught to forgive other people that we perceive that's wronged us, whether they have or not. Our perception is they may have, and a lot of times they have, but it may be us just looking at things wrong. But I find also that we need to forgive ourselves.
Yes,
we need to forgive what we did in the past 40 years ago. I can't go do such and such because of 40 years ago. What, man, that was 40 years ago.
Yep.
Even the dirt has moved over 40 years ago. And yep. So I would add that into forgiving yourself.
Forgiveness
for your mistakes. Yes.
Yep. All right, forgiveness is certainly part of a whole picture. I could do a whole episode on forgiveness.
Yeah, it is
ma'am. It's such a big component of turning our baggage into luggage. But the first step of just seeing that there might be a gift in it is a big component to be able to move into the other ones. Excuse me. All right. The next one I talk about is my faith in myself superpower, and that's reflected in my self-talk. I'm sure you've heard that one before on this podcast. I won't be the only coach that says I need to have positive self-talk, but my declarations and affirmations have changed my life. Excuse me. Anyway, and one of the ones I still say today is my past will not determine my future.
Amen, sister.
My past could be yesterday or 10 minutes for you ago, but in my past doesn't have to determine my future. And then I add, unless I let it. And if I let it, it can, because we get stuck looking in the rearview mirror. Instead of out of the windshield of where we want to go, we look at where we've been. Oh, the good old days or the bad old days. They both keep us stuck in the moment. So what are you saying about you? And how are you talking to you? We often talk about what we don't want. I don't want to fail. I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to have a bad relationship. I don't want to look stupid. All of the things we don't want. But one of the keys is we get whatever we focus on and what we say. So if I'm focusing on what I don't want, I seem to get more of it. And I don't understand why. But if I focus on what I do want, instead, maybe I could say, I'm going to make choices to have good relationships. I may mess up and fail, but I'm going to change that and say I'm growing. Like when we learned to ride a bicycle, we didn't slap ourselves upside the head because we fell down. We got up. We tried again. We learned and we grew how to hold our balance. When we have gone through difficult times, it feels like we've been knocked off our bicycle. We get the wind knocked out of us. We get bruises. We get banged up. And we don't always want to get back on the bike. But learning that everything in life is growing, especially as adults, and changing our attitude about failure, that it's growth, that we can learn from it. Everything can learn, and begin to say what you want instead of what you don't want. That's number two. Thoughts?
No, I'm all with you. I'm just letting it all sink in as we go. And I mean, I'm thinking of the riding the bicycle and skint knees and how often have we, like you said, failed in life, which was a building block to get where we need to go?
Yep, absolutely.
Now, we may not be successful on the very first time we go out and do something. So we may have to, like you said, get a few bumps and bruises and stuff to move forward and learn from it.
Yeah, the first time you and I put a podcast out.
Oh, yes.
All the technology and learning how to use it and how to do it all. I mean, we're constantly learning. And over this past year, everybody learning Zoom, you know, and all of these Zoom meetings. Nobody knew what Zoom was before, hardly.
That's right.
Now everybody's Zooming everywhere.
I wish I had got into some stocks with Zoom.
I know.
Before last year.
Before last year. That's right. I totally agree with you. So learning that we grow, that you look at every situation as a growth potential. My coach said, what are you going to go out to do, Dionda, that you could fail? Go out and fail and fail some more, she said, because that helps you grow. And I had such a strong aversion to failure. I avoided it. For example, when I was in elementary school or somewhere around there, I tried out for softball once
and
struck out. So then I decided I didn't like softball. I just didn't try anymore.
It goes back to me. I tell other people, you know, those saying that Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before he finally got that light bulb. And then P comes back and says, I didn't fail. I found 10,000 ways it won't work.
Yes.
So it's the way you look at the situation. Like you said, not in the moment, but the way you get the outcome and the look at it helps out and determines what's going on.
Absolutely. My third point that I have today, I call my take action superpower. And Winston Churchill has been famous for saying, if you're going through hell, for God's sake, keep going. Not make a tent, not camp out there, not have your pity party and try to get people to come, but you keep going. Because we've all had plans that didn't go like we thought we could, we thought it should. I have jokingly said to God, I will say jokingly because I kind of didn't mean a joke, but I'd say, God, this is my plan. In case you need one, this is the way it should go.
That's right.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, you can use my model right here.
Exactly. I got it all figured out. So anyway, nevertheless, the first thing that happened that I shared with you wasn't the only thing that disappointments, of course, in a lifetime. I'm a wife, mom, and grandma. There's been all kinds of things that have occurred. But learning that we can keep going and move forward. So I have a story to illustrate it. I was out for a walk in a neighborhood that I hadn't been to before, and I passed a house that had an elderly couple sitting on the porch. Now, the woman was crocheting and had a glass of iced tea, just like me. And the man had lemonade and was reading the paper. And in between them lay a dog. Now, I always tend to notice the dogs. I have two dogs myself. But what I noticed about this really cute dog is he was moaning. Now, I'm not really good at sounding like a dog, but you get the picture. He sounded like he was in pain. And I didn't know them. I kept on my walk. And on my way back home, I passed by their house. And the dog was still, you know, you got the picture. He was crying. And so I said, excuse me, can I ask what's wrong with your dog? And she said, oh, he's fine. And I'm like, well, why is he crying? She said, he's laying on a nail. I'm like, what? Why is he laying on a nail? She said, because it hurts enough to complain, but not enough to get up and move.
Yep.
So my question is, what's our nail? What are we complaining about in our life? What we have big ones and little ones and medium-sized nails of all different things that we complain about in our life, but are we taking action to actually change it or to become better through it? What are we doing about our nails? So recognize when you're on a nail. Next time you complain, go, I remember what Donna said.
That's right.
And think about what action could I take, or am I going to be like the dog that just sits and complains and doesn't get up and move? And then refocus on a new goal. Like, what do I want? Not what you don't want, remember. What do you want? And be open to possibilities you never thought of before that could be answers to the situation that you don't like. And always keep your highest dreams in mind, because nothing's impossible until you say it is. Then it becomes impossible. So doing these three things together has such a synergy to be persevering no matter what happens in your life, no matter what you face, that you can begin to move forward. That's what I think.
Amen. And I think you think pretty good there. And I mean, I'm with you on a lot on all that, if not all of it. Yeah, most of it. But yeah, it's amazing how we will sit and I say, you know, we want to wall around in the mud mm-hmm. with the pigs complaining that we're dirty, but we don't want to get up and go get cleaned off. Again, it goes to, you know, you said you had mentioned about your past, something with your past, don't mm-hmm. live in the past. And I come up with a mini program, mini course is on my website, and it's your past doesn't have a future, but you do. And so create your future today. And so, I'm all, I've seen too many people that they continuously live, like you said, good or bad. When I think of the good, I think of Al Bundy, and he's always talking about four touchdowns in one game. And here he has been out of high school for 25 years, but you see him always talking about the four touchdowns in one game. Yep. And so, so we want to stay there, good or bad, and then we're afraid to go find out what's really out there.
Yep. Yes. So I love the title of that program. It's very similar to mine, Turning Your Baggage into Luggage, so you can live the life you've always dreamed. It's the same scenario of it. I work in that program exclusively with women, being able to do that. But learning that these are just three of the skill sets that, you know, there's a lot more you teach in your program as well as mine to be able to help people persevere, help people be who God created them to be, and not be stuck with somebody's label, somebody else's opinion or circumstances to make you decide who you are. Because even Al was more than that quarterback who did four touchdowns, but he limited himself by where his focus was on all of that. So, yeah, I love that.
There you go. Hey, Nancy, thank you for coming in. And she said that Nancy agrees to all that she's been listening to you. So, Nancy, we got Donna here today, and she's going to teach you, and you have to go back and listen to the replay, but how to take your baggage and bring it into luggage and live the best life that you can, your best dream life that you can. So, all right. Now, Donna, right off the bat here, I've noticed how funny you're trying to be, how positive you are. And you said from the very beginning, from when the blended family and the mishap, I hate to use mishap because it's more than that, but get pregnant during all that. But you used the word, you were had determination then. And so do you feel like ever since you can remember that you've always had a plan or always been determined, always been positive, or did you create a lot of it afterwards? I mean, you seemed like a go-getter to me.
I am a bit of a go-getter. But there were so many times that I had no clue how it was going to work out or what to do. It was just beginning to put one step. It's just that little action and taking one step at a time. But I had no idea how things were always going to work out. Did I have days where I couldn't get out of bed? Yeah. Did I have days that felt super hopeless? There were days that I wondered if even my daughter, if I'd be better if I drove into the bridge column. I had those days because I didn't know that I could be a good mom. I was a kid, you know, and it's by the grace of God that she's as amazing as she is. And I survived, you know.
There you
but
go.
I had those days and I the hopelessness, but there was something in me. And I know I accredit it to God that kept saying there's more, there's answers, not to continue to look at the sadness or the fears. Because that's what they were. What if you don't do a good job as a mom? What if you end up hurting her? What if? And our what ifs are never followed by how amazing we'll be.
Oh, it's what if is always followed with the negative.
Always followed by negative.
Yes, always. Yeah, we never think of the good side of what if. We think of the worst case scenario and then try to fight our way out of it.
And we think by focusing on the worst case scenario, like I was saying, then I won't get it. But that's not true. We tend to repeat whatever we focus on. And so learning to be able to do, I just had people in my life and God along the way that kept me going in the same in the right direction to be able. Did I make mistakes? Absolutely. But learning that, don't let one day of sadness, or however long it is, be your whole chapter. You get to choose to get up out of bed and go find the help or resources or one step that we need to take.
We have all this information today at the tip of our fingertips. Yeah. So if people think they're going through this alone or by themselves or the only person that's ever gone through this, they're sadly mistaken that yeah. There's groups out there that are going through what they've been through that can help them. So that's true. You're right about that. This is way before the technology.
I was going through it. There was no technology. There was no cell phones. There was none of that.
Landlines way back then.
Oh yeah, party lines.
My mother has told me about the party lines when she grew up. Yep. She told me about those.
We lived in some rural areas that had some party lines. So, you know, that it's a whole nother world that's available today, but it doesn't minimize anything of the pain people go through. It's just different. And learning that the social media has a way of isolating the pain of people because everything is glossed over of what it's like. But there is always hope, and nothing is impossible unless you make it.
Exactly. And yeah, if even when you feel hopeless, that's when you need to find help as fast as possible. Because I was at that point of hopelessness, and I attempted suicide 3 times in 3 days. That's how bad I wanted out. Yeah. And fortunately, it's 12 years later. I'm here now doing this and help spreading the word and make encouragement, hope for everybody out there. So hopefully it's part of God's plan that he didn't take me to do this now, part of it anyway, but I'm sure there's more out there. Now, let me ask you, Donna, do you think, there was sometimes, maybe not all the time, but sometimes we go through some bad stuff to show us how strong and capable we really are, that we didn't realize that until it happened to us, how strong we are?
I don't know that the circumstances come to prove that to us, but we can definitely learn it through it. We have more strength and more resilience than we are aware of, that we can learn through those circumstances. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. See, I'm in a wheelchair. I got my neck broke playing football, paralyzed. And I've had other people come up to me, man, I couldn't do what you're doing. And I go, well, man, you don't know because you're not in the situation. Right. You know, so if you're there, then you're going to find out how strong you are, or maybe you can't do it.
You don't really have any choice.
You had two choices. I tell people I had two choices. One, I could lay in bed and be watered and fed like a vegetable and watch the TV show of whoever's in the room with me changing the buttons because I can't reach and do it. Or get up, go out and do the best life as possible and go from there.
Yep, absolutely. It's learning every day. It's the same thing, you know. Well, in my mind, I didn't have a choice. Abortion wasn't an option for me. But it's like, I can't make this go away. We're going to figure this out. I have to figure out how to do this. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, and again, I'm sorry you went through all that at the beginning, but I'm glad you're blessed with a daughter that's fulfilling your life and fulfilling her own life as well. Yes. So I'm glad you're looking at it as a blessing, not a curse, and going from there. So, yeah. All right. Hey, well, man, this has been amazing. Time has flew, and we're going to get out of here. I'm worried about this internet doing its thing. And so far, we're beating the rhythm with it. So, Don, if you don't mind, tell everybody how they can get hold of you socially in case they want to get hold of you, coaching or any of your program, books or anything.
All of it's available on my website. I've got some free books available, as well as you can look at my programs and schedule a complimentary consultation with me to learn more about what I do and how I could help you and see if we're a good fit for each other. And the website is called ivibrantliving.com. Again, ivibrantliving.com. That would be the best way to reach out with me. I am on social media as well. My name is spelled interestingly, but if you search for me, you'll be able to find me as well.
That's right. It's Donna, and it's T-A-S-H-J-I-A-N.
That's right.
So you do the Googling, you'll come up with her that way. And that's I'll go ahead and put the what I can find on your social media and your website in the description to make it easier for people to click on as well. So, but Donna, I appreciate you being here. Nancy, what do you think about Donna there? Nancy, she's been amazing today. Nancy's one of my faithful followers. She keeps me going for this. I figure if I'm doing nothing else, I'm learning and she's learning and being fired up. If no one else listens, know that you're guaranteed of two. So yes. Hopefully it's going to be more than two. All right, man. Now, Donna, we know that people are struggling today. And if you can come up with a powerful message to help people get through today, that'd be great.
One of the main thing that trips us up is our feelings. I feel X, Y, Z, and you can fill in the blank of all the negative things that we might be feeling that day. And one of the things is we do is we equate who we are with how we're feeling. Like I am depressed, and I am is like an equal sign. You say my name and you say depression and they're equal. Or I am angry, I am sad, I am whatever. And so a lot of times we follow our emotions as if they're our guide. And what my nugget of wisdom I'd like to just share with you is your whatever you focus on creates your feelings. You're more than your feelings. Instead of saying I am depressed, what if we said I feel sad or depressed? I feel angry, as opposed to making it who I am. And if I'm focusing on things that are making me sad, depressed, and angry, I'm going to get more of it. But if I shift my focus and I begin to focus on what I'm thankful for or what might go right, my feelings will begin to align. So my little cliche words that I say or quote that I say I'm known for is focus creates feelings. If you don't like the feelings you're having, what are you focusing on? You have the ability to change your focus and then change your feelings.
Amen, sister. Great, powerful word right there at the end. And I'm still in the moment on focusing about a gift wrapped in sandpaper. Man, that I just love that title. I love that phrase. And you need to use more of that with it. So, all right, Donna, thank you for coming in. Thanks for coming in. Hey, anybody else that's coming in on the replay, be sure to like and share this out and find somebody. I mean, you don't have to be abused in a blended family and come up pregnant early in life as a teenager. You don't have to be a spinal cord injury, but the message of hope, encouragement is still the same. It's going to help anyone else out there. Hey, be sure to reach out to Donna. Go in the description below. You'll find everything and go from there. Nancy, again, thank you for coming in. Everyone else, do something today, tomorrow, something next week that's going to help you persevere past your paralysis.
Thanks for listening to the Professor of Perseverance podcast for motivation, inspiration, and encouragement. For more information, go to Facebook at Professor of Perseverance. Visit the website at professorofperseverance.com and view the YouTube channel, Dr. James Perdue, Professor of Perseverance.